Have you been wandering through life with no purpose? Are you looking for a catalyst to change your life for the better? These Servant Leadership podcasts will change your perspective of yourself, others, and your creator. This transformational leadership approach uses seven simple tools to help you understand your purpose in life. Please join Dave Kuhnert and Chris Seegers for today's podcast.
This is Servant Leadership podcast number 12, Handling Emotions. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Today we're going to really dig into how to manage our emotions, how to not let our emotions rule us. And we started off this whole thing by saying there's a structure for life that we're calling there, here, path. We have some place we're trying to go, which is the there. We want to have clarity of the there. And we have this here, this current reality of where we are. And all of these tools, after their here path, are talking about how to manage our current reality, how to know where we really are. And one of the tools we talked about in depth was referent power and the tenets of referent power. And we said the visual picture we want to have is a building, the foundation of which is our values. And then there's six pillars that hold us up. We have our physical pillar, which is all about our physical presence, our physical ability, how healthy we are. Our social pillar, which is our relationships with others. Am I introverted or extroverted? Do I have interpersonal skills or not? Do I have deep, meaningful social relationships? The third pillar is mental and emotional. How well-read am I? How in control of my emotions am I? Or do my emotions control me? So we're going to talk today a lot about this pillar and how to strengthen it. Then we have our family team pillar, how we treat the people around us. The fifth pillar is the spiritual pillar, our relationship with our Creator. And our final pillar is our financial pillar. How do we manage our finances? So this is part of our current reality, part of who we are, and recognizing which of our pillars are strong and which ones we need to work on is really important, because we want to be putting energy into these. And if we're going to influence others to get there, we're going to need a lot of referent power, so we can have that transformational leadership style. So one of the pillars, of course, being our mental or emotional pillar, is going to be really important in achieving that. If we're going to get there, we have a transcendent there demonstrating that we are capable of managing our emotions is really important. Without that, we're going to have a weak pillar. And we all know people like that. You know people that you have to walk on eggshells around, those people that just can't handle their emotions well. So we have our transcendent there, which is all about serving others. Hopefully we have that vision statement or that purpose statement, that mission statement for our lives now. But then we have that me there that's always off to the side, two sides of the same heart. It's always trying to draw me in. It's where I start wanting to do for me instead of doing for we. It's keeping up with the Joneses. I just make the focus of my life getting that Porsche in the driveway. I have that big house instead of an adequate house. Those become our focuses in life instead of having that transcendent there being our focus in life. Now, those may not be bad goals. It's when those goals take over our life instead of putting God first and putting others first. That's the problem. So managing our emotions and demonstrating that we have strong pillars is going to be part of influencing others through our actions.
And I think too, Dave, it's become very easy with digital media to just throw our emotions out there for anybody, right? It's a lot more difficult when you're face-to-face. People tend to be more controlled of their emotions, but we've kind of become a society where it's acceptable just to post whatever rant on Facebook. Well, it's still, to me, is, hey, you need to be in control of your emotions, whether it's a post or whether it's face-to-face conversation. So I think this is a really timely podcast on this.
Really, really good point, Chris. You see on social media a lot people who are trolling for, well, please pray for me. Okay, what's going on? And they're trolling for people's sympathy or trolling for people so they can actually express more emotion. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying that's a use of social media that you see more and more all the time. And then, like you said, these rants or how they're dealing with others that they wouldn't say face-to-face, but they will say it because they're desensitized through a medium like social media or email or a text message instead of standing in front of that person and telling them what's good or bad, what's right or wrong, and serving them in that manner. What they do is they tend to have these emotional rants, which doesn't serve anybody except for maybe themselves. So we go back to the we there or the me there. Am I really serving my transcendent there by posting stuff like that? No, I'm serving myself. I'm absolutely serving myself instead of serving others. So again, having that purpose statement or that vision, mission statement for your life and focusing on that, when I start to, is what I'm doing right now serving that? Or is what I'm doing right now serving me? Am I serving my purpose of serving others and serving God, or am I serving myself? And generally, when we see a lot of emotion coming out, it becomes all about me. So emotions, they're not good or bad. Emotions aren't a thing in and of themselves that can be good or evil. It's how we process emotions or how we handle our emotions that's typically good or bad.
Yeah, and you often say that emotions are untrustworthy. So yeah. It's how we filter and, you know, send them out to the world, right? And it goes back to a lot of this is self-governance, right? We go back to if you're self-governed, all of this is going to come a lot easier to you, whether you're self-governed at your work, in your marriage, on social media, et cetera. Emotions are the same. We're going to talk about controlling them versus them controlling you.
And ultimately, that's what it's all about. When I get hit by an emotion, it's untrustworthy. Emotions are there for a reason. They're not good or bad. They're just telling me something needs to be addressed. And my emotions come from my overarching thinking. So what we're going to talk about in the next podcast with systems thinking, our system one or our natural pattern behavior that we have, our muscle memory, how we change that thinking to change the emotions we get. However, we have to deal with emotions. We're never going to get rid of all our negative emotions. So when we do get hit by this emotion, it's just telling me something needs to be addressed. I'm angry for a reason. I'm sad for a reason. I'm happy for a reason. What needs to be addressed? That's all it's telling me. So it's very untrustworthy. And in that same regard, emotions are responders. They're responding to an external stimulus. Something out there is causing me to feel a certain way. It's not good or bad. It's just telling me, hey, something out there needs to be addressed. Maybe I feel like I'm being personally attacked right now. Okay, I need to address something here. Now, I can slow my emotions down and address it in a healthy way, or I can act on the emotion and do it in an unhealthy way.
So what are the two ways that you can kind of respond to these emotions?
So the two ways to respond to or to manage emotions would be to feel. I get hit by the emotion. Then I act on it, and then I think about it later. And usually that's going to not turn out so well for me. So, Chris, if you say something to me that really, really irritates me, and I decide, oh, yeah, well, you know, I fire right back. I didn't slow my emotions down at all. I immediately took the emotion that I felt, and I acted on it. The other way to do it is to feel, still get hit with the emotion. Now I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to think, and then I'm going to act. So slowing our emotions down by saying, oh, I have an emotion right now. Thank you, emotion. I'll take it from here. I'm going to slow it down. There's a lot of ways to do that. What are some of the ways you use, Chris, to slow your emotions down?
Once we went through the class, actually thinking through the feel, think, act, right? Actually, like, envisioning it in my head. And because as soon as you get hit with that emotion, you know, right, man, I'm fired up, whether it's negative or positive. And just taking a few minutes, for me, it's a lot of writing. So if I get hit with something that really fires me up, I try to take a few minutes just to write my thoughts down and then kind of look at them and say, hey, is this valid? And going back to the facts, is my reaction based on facts, based on a positive reaction, or is it just me being emotional and reacting? And then once I can kind of analyze that, you know, the thinking part of this, then I can kind of formulate how I'm going to act.
Yeah, so that's going to take what you talked about earlier, self-governance or self-discipline. And if you want to have freedom, you got to have discipline. If you want to have freedom, you need to be self-governed. You need to handle this well. It just takes practice. And if we don't practice it, well, we know something's going on. But we can tell when, especially with anger. Anger is the one that we really get used to seeing in other people. We start to see it because we felt it ourselves, right? We feel that surge of emotion. We feel that blood pressure rise, the flush in the face. Our eyebrow starts to twitch. Even our trembling in our voice. We can tell when it's getting to be too much. We're really angry at that point. So we feel that. I can slow it down. And like you said, we can think through the formula. Feel, okay, think, got it, let me slow it down. Think about the formula and then act. And it may take that conscious effort. Sometimes it's counting to 10. Sometimes it's taking a time out or just taking a deep breath or separating yourself from the situation long enough to get your emotions under control. And recognizing that I'm being hit with an emotion, my current reality is I'm really emotional right now. Just recognizing that can help us slow it down, just the way you were talking about.
Yeah, and some really good friends of ours have, and it came out of some book, I'm not sure which book it is, but it's this concept of negative pathways. So typically, as soon as we're hit with an emotion, our mind starts running down a negative pathway. Like, okay, you greet somebody at work and they don't respond. Your mind immediately goes to, oh man, do they not like me? What's going on? Why don't they like me? And so this negative pathway is basically right there. You stop it and you say, look, what are the facts? So I feel something, I'm thinking about it, what are the facts? And then I'm acting on it. So it just stops you. So that's another tool that I use. As soon as I feel my mind going down a negative pathway, I just say, hey, I'm gonna stop myself, I'm gonna look at what are the facts, and then I'm gonna address those facts and kind of figure out how to act.
When we respond emotionally, when, hey, I get hit with an emotion, because usually it's because somebody's coming at us with emotion. That's one that tends to set me off the most, is when somebody reacts to something I say with a lot of emotion. Well, emotions beget emotions, and this whole cycle just continues. Well, you came at me wrong, so now I'm going to come at you wrong, which is going to cause you to amp it up a little bit more, then I've got to amp it up a little bit more. And we just keep going in this circle until one of us finally goes into avoidance mode of the conflict, and or one of us goes into accommodating mode and just gives up. Whatever it takes, that's what's going to happen. If we don't step in and just say, okay, emotion, I can slow it down now by thinking about it. And a good way to do this a lot of times is just to ask a question. What that's going to do, what question can I ask you right now to get you to slow your emotions down? Because I can recognize that emotions are starting to take over in the other person. So what question can I get you to consider to slow your emotions down? Well, have you considered doing it this way, Chris? Now you've got to slow your emotions down because I'm forcing you to think. But what I did by coming up with that question is slow my own emotions down by forcing myself to think. So just by thinking it through and trying to come up with a question to ask you, I can get a little anger out of the situation here. Same thing with sadness. Well, you're really broken down. Let me ask you a question, and I can get you to hopefully come out of the sadness a little bit, recognize what's going on, why are you feeling sad, and actually get you to slow that emotion down. The key, though, is to recognize that all of this is happening. Just recognize that emotions are happening, they're taking place. Let me slow it down, and it's going to take a lot of practice.
And I think, too, the ultimate, what we should go to, and we should either go to prayer or to the Word, right? When we're really emotional, that should be our go-to of, hey, I need to go pray about this for a few minutes and kind of give God the control over the situation. A lot of times we don't do that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not our natural instinct, our natural go-to. It's not what we're going to call system one. It's not just our pattern thinking to go to, what would Jesus do? WWJD. What would God have me do? What does Scripture say I should do? No. We go to what's going to feel good for me, not what's going to best serve you in this circumstance. But if we can actually practice slowing our emotions down and consider, how can I best serve the other person in this situation? Maybe it's giving them what they need. Maybe they do need a raised voice right now, but generally that's not going to be the case. Usually it's, I can ask them a question and help them slow their emotions down so we can come to a positive outcome.
Yeah, and I think going back to, again, just kind of the digital media side of things, and I guess email's not necessarily digital media, but we have the same option with email of self-governance, of the feel, think, act, right? So you get an email and you don't know how to interpret it, right? It's vanilla. But your immediate reaction is, I got to fire something right back. And so I think that's a tool that everybody, you know, ought to use is, hey, let me take 5 minutes and really think about this. Or let me walk down the hall and ask this person, hey, what did you mean by this? And our reaction is typically, and I know mine is a lot, is, boom, I'm going to send back a two, you know, a two sentence reply that, you know, could create more conflict.
Even in how you phrase the question, hey, what did you mean by this? Or, hey, I'm reading the email here. What's the meaning here? What are you trying to get across? So how you phrase the question can prevent emotions as well. If you come out and say, hey, what do you mean by this? Well, obviously, your emotions are going to be get emotions. But that's what we do with text messages as well. I can remember listening to my wife read a text message from one of my daughters one time, and all of the attitude and all of the emotions put into her reading it. I had to ask, is that a text message or did you hear her say that on the phone? Because that can be read in many different ways. So
that's
absolutely
right.
Clarity. Boy, when we communicate, we're going to talk about that here in a couple of podcasts later, but how to communicate with more clarity and not read into what we think is there, but clarifying what's there, take the emotion out of it and try to read it for what it is. I've had conversations through email and text message with people that work for me that think I'm really angry with them. And after about 5 or 6 text messages, I start questioning, well, what's going on here? Is everything okay? So I call him. You know, that's the answer, right? Call him. And he's actually arguing with himself over a text message. I wasn't upset at all. If you have something to say that is potentially a bad thing, you should do that face-to-face. Don't rely on social media. Don't rely on email. Don't rely on text messages. That's just going to cause emotions, and it's going to cause negative emotions, not positive emotions. So if we can avoid that, we should. We should sit down face-to-face, and we're less likely to say something that we might say through these other mediums. Gretchen Rubin said, negative emotions like loneliness, envy, and guilt have an important role to play in a happy life. They're big, flashy signs that something needs to change. That's all emotions are. They're just telling us, hey, something needs to be addressed. And there's two choices to do it. I can feel, act, and then think about it when I have my foot in my mouth, or I can feel, think about it, slow it down. How can I help you slow your emotions down? How can I serve that other person right now? And then act. But come up with that game plan instead of just jumping right off into emotions. So in our next episode, we're really going to dig into where these emotions come from, which is our thinking, our overarching thinking, and how all of this thinking comes together and how I can actually change my thinking to serve others instead of serving myself. But if you take anything out of today's podcast, understand that emotions are untrustworthy. They're just responders. Something needs to be addressed. And I have really two choices, but it is a choice. I can feel, think, act, or I can feel, act, think. And if I want to feel, act, think, it's usually only going to cause things to get worse. So go out there and feel, think, and then act.
If you would like to offer feedback to any of the Servant Leadership podcasts, please go to our Facebook page and click on the comment section. You can also check us out online at trueservantleadership.com. Our site will soon have videos for the tools that we recommend using, and we will be adding additional content to the website in the future, including links for these podcasts. All of our material comes from the book Servant Leadership, Influencing Others to Get There by Leading a Transformational Life. If you're interested in the book, you can find it at Amazon.com. Both the paperback and the electronic version are available for order. The electronic version is only $1.99, and all of the proceeds from the book go to charity. Thanks for listening, influencing others to get there, serving others, and most of all, thanks for leading with the example of a transformational life set by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.